Oh, I don't think I'm ever going to sleep again. 6 a.m. ish. I'm walking the dog. I'll upload this when I get back. I don't think I'm ever going to sleep again. I think that's what people who have families suddenly decide will happen. You just don't ever really sleep again, because you have to get up at a silly o'clock in the morning most mornings, or not even really get a night of sleep through the night. And this is a year into the whole adventure. Obviously there are many, many wonderful and good things which counteract this. The noises this morning are phenomenal. The loading of a vehicle over there, sheep on my right, a dog walker whistling her dog in the distance. Who on earth gets up at this time in the morning? I have no idea. And birdsong. Birdsong, which has been drowning out the last and final sound you can hear, which is the motorway. Moving to the country is getting harder and harder. These guys are going crazy. I think they might be confusing me for someone who has food or something. So I thought I'd quickly record a boo, because I've been neglecting the handheld device, and never ever underestimate the power of the iPhone or your chosen handheld computer. Man, it's lamb fest over here. Loads of baby lambs. Telling the dog to simmer down. Okay, everybody. Anything to report? No. If anybody wants any sheep samples right now, this might be a good time. You gotta love living in the country, for all its sights and smells and sounds. But like I say, it's not as easy to get here anymore, what with urbanisation of just about every available space known to humanity. Speaking of urbanisation, today I shall be driving through a few, or on the train through a few. I haven't quite decided yet. No, I'll take the train. Look at that decisiveness, even with my sleep-deprived mind. It's about a four-hour drive, 4 hours on the train, so up through Birmingham into Newcastle. It's been a while since I've been to Newcastle. This morning I'll be in a catatonic state, walking the dog, like I am right now. No, tomorrow morning I'll be at the Dibby conference. Is that what it's called? Design it, build it. Was that next week? You're getting to see how I work here. I've got things in my diary, and I tend to look at them the day before and go, right, pack a bag, go, go, go. I'm doing that thing again where I just pile up loads and loads. Hang on a second. Not paying attention, the dogs ran off. This way! This way! Sorry about this, just bear with me a moment. Yes, I'm sure it's, I'm running a workshop. It's in Newcastle. I've got postcodes to go to. And I do believe it's to do with the Design It, Build It conference. And next week, or the week afterwards, or very close to now, I'm back up in that general area for a pretty full-on few days of conference-type activities. Come here. I'm going to put her on the lead now, because even in my middle of Nowheresville, it's never the middle of Nowheresville. There's a truck loading some interesting stuff up over there. Wait there. and another dog coming. My dog is just eating sheep poo. That's all she does in the morning. It's like a smorgasbord of what is effectively just grass, I guess, that's come through the digestive tract of sheep. But why the food that costs an awful lot of money that I give her isn't enough, I do not know. She cannot resist these large clumps of sheep caviar. So I'm doing that thing again where I pile up job upon job, project in between, and I don't really know where I am half the time. Sleep has a massive part of that. If I have more than 6 hours sleep, 7 hours sleep maybe, then everything is great. If I reduce that down to 6 hours or less, which is what I've been doing recently, not by choice, obviously, then I enter this kind of strange roller coaster of ever so slightly stressed that I'm not getting as much done as I should be, meandering through, desperately trying to use things and other such organisational pieces of software to help me be more organised, to not really knowing what's going on because I'm in a sleep-deprived daze. And if you've listened to any of my recordings in the past, you can pinpoint the exact moments when I'm potentially piling it on the work. So yeah, after Newcastle this week, I'm going to be in Birmingham for the Authority 2.0 talk. I'm on a panel. Hadley Paul has arranged this day, I think, interestingly. I will be open and transparent and say I haven't prepared anything for this panel. I believe I'm there as a photographer who has suffered under the hands of authority that seems to decide that we should be stopped regularly for carrying cameras in public spaces. So I'm looking forward to sitting on a panel with potentially the people that have been doing this, or at least given the orders to do this. And I'm asking seriously why. Thursday, I'm in Shrewsbury doing a similar thing that I'm doing tomorrow, which is a workshop, social media workshop entitled Social Media Freak Show, which, if anybody's seen me do the talk, Social Media Freak Show, it's pretty much a completely different talk now from when I started. The great thing about social media is it's moving so fast. It requires modifications if you are going to be doing talking almost daily, which makes it nice because you keep changing it up. I've been neglecting recording into my phone due to picking up the iPad from Illico. Thank you so much, Illico. If you are a viewer of online content, you probably will end up getting an iPad. It is awesome for that. If you are a maker of online content, then unless you're like me and you're excited at trying to find ways of continuing to make online content through this device, you probably won't necessarily rush out to get one straight away. You do really need a MiFi or some kind of access to the internet, which is portable, very much so, unless you're getting the 3G iPad. And it is an amazing bit of kit, but prepare yourself if you're in the UK. You will be limited on the apps that you can throw on it. I'm waiting for Pages and all this kind of stuff, and I could go and get the American store set up, but I'm just spending so much money on UK apps as it is. It's a bit dangerous for me to get a store that's actually got masses of apps in, so I'm going to pace myself. Right, I'm back home. Feed the dog, have a bath. Look after the kid for as long as is necessary before I jump on the train and probably fall asleep and end up in Edinburgh. But really, everybody, I'm going to Newcastle. That is the destination plan for today. Thanks for listening.